AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 968 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Ron.
Hi, Pat. My name is Ron. I'm speaking from India, and I have a question about the personal development niche. My question is, the thing is that the personal development niche is quite big, quite large, and it's sort of broad in nature. They say that establishing a blog in the personal development niche is quite hard because even the audience don't know what they want from the bloggers or from the entrepreneurs in that particular industry. So if somebody is starting out, if a blogger is starting out the new blog today in 2017, how would you advise him to get established in the personal development niche where there are big names like Tony Robbins and like other big names also, other big bloggers like Leo Babuta and all those speakers. So how would you recommend someone to become an expert or build a profitable blog in the personal development niche? How to choose a specific topic on that, or how to choose the right content for it, or how to market it, or what kind of products you can actually sell in that particular industry? If you could just throw some light on that. Thank you.
Hey, Ron, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate this. You definitely cannot compete with Tony Robbins, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't want to compete with other people and try to be like those people. Entering a space and being like somebody else is completely different. And I think the personal development space, as saturated as it might be, there is always room for more people in any niche, in my opinion. But you need to go sub-niche and perhaps sub-sub-niche. And what I mean is you need to niche down to a point where it is a lot easier for you to then stand out from the crowd. And if you were to try to help people with just personal development in general, then you're going to help. Then you're going to compete with people like Tony Robbins and Lewis Howes and such. If you're going to compete in the more personal development in the health sort of biohacking space, then you're going to compete with people like Dave Asprey and Tim Ferriss, and you don't want to do that either. You want to find your very specific specialty. That's your thing. And if you don't know what that is, that's the answer you have to find first, Ron. And that can be found in many different ways. What are you potentially an expert in or most interested in or want to get most interested in? What aspect of personal development do you want to become the go-to person on? Another great example would be Hal Elrod from The Miracle Morning. Personal development by helping people with their morning routines, and he has a proprietary way of showing people how to do that and a great, honest, authentic story behind it, and his personality shines through. And obviously, he could have chosen anything that could have helped people, and likely because of his drive and energy and his story, he would have been successful. But he was very smart in choosing The Miracle Morning, something that he incorporated into his own life that he then wanted to share with others. And now he has this raving fan base, a Facebook page of like 200,000 people, multiple best-selling books, and that's because that's what he chose. And so all I'm saying, Ron, is there are ways for you to get into a very, very specific space. And it's more than just, okay, picking a sub-niche. It's also the approach that you take to how can you share something in a way that's different than what others have out there. I'll give you two examples. In the online marketing space, it's very, very competitive, similar to personal development. And in 2011, I think it was 2011, maybe 2010, there was a guy who came on board and he decided that he was going to take a very, very interesting approach to online marketing and teaching online marketing. And he was going to be the only person who would read really, really interesting, really hard to understand studies that colleges and professors and academies were creating, studies that would help people. But then he would translate those studies and turn them into something that people like us could understand. And this is Derek Halpern from socialtriggers.com. And that's what he's known for. He's known for taking all these things that he's learned from his books and not his books, but from books from psychologists and stuff. And that's where it comes from. Like, his specialty is taking that information and sharing it with us in the way that we can implement and get results. And he's implemented things specifically that I've learned from, he's taught me a lot of things that I've implemented and actually got a lot of results from. And of course, when you help others in that way, they're going to want to share you. And so that was something that happened back in 2010, 2011. He helped me out with collecting more email addresses. And then, of course, he did this with many other influencers in the same space as well, because that was his specialty. He would come up and say, hey, you know what? I studied psychology. I know some tactics that would be really helpful for your website that I'd love to share with you, and I'll do it for free. And once he did that, I couldn't stop talking about him because he was right. And that wasn't a specialty that I had, although we are in the same space, because he had that specialty. Another example is myself. So I came in the online marketing / blogging space in 2008. And at that time, there were so many others who were talking about blogging and online business, but nobody was talking about it in a very authentic way, and nobody was sharing their income report. I mean, actually, there was one person who was doing it, but they're not doing it anymore. And I actually haven't heard about that person in a while. But anyway, I became a person who decided to be fully transparent in everything I was doing, share every single dollar and where it was coming from and how I made that happen. And not just that, but share my failures in addition to my wins too. And that is what put me on the map inside of this space, because it was so different. So should you enter that space? That's going to be up to you. Is that something that you're passionate about? And also, do you have an expertise or a specialty that people who are considered to be competitors would likely invite you on to share? So maybe you become, I'm just making this up, Ron, maybe you become somebody who gets so involved with maybe focus and meditation, right? And you become known as the meditation guy who can help people meditate in less than 5 minutes and feel a renewed energy throughout the day. Okay. I'm just, you know, you're the 5 minute meditation guy. And you would likely be invited into shows like of people we've already mentioned. Maybe even you become so well known as this person that you would be asked by Tony Robbins to share this information to his audience. You know, that's a big ask. I mean, shoot for the stars for sure. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you can have a specialty that other competitors in your space would actually want to partner with you on. And that's the approach you want to take. So, Ron, best of luck to you. Thank you so much. And I wish you all the best. I want to send you also an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote. It's actually a Spanish proverb, and that is, tomorrow is often the busiest day of the year. Yeah, so get stuff done now so you don't have to do it later, right? All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.